Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, halfway home on a Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. We can open up the phone lines to you here in this segment. We got word earlier that the Braves have three starters in the All-Star game. So we knew Ronald Acuña Jr., who was the leading vote-getter in the National League. He's going to start and most likely play right field, I guess. Now we know that Orlando Arcia is going to be the starting shortstop, and Sean Murphy is going to be the starting catcher. And good for those two guys. I mean, I don't know that we had on our bingo card that Orlando Arcia would be the starting shortstop for the All-Star game, but here we go. And he deserves every bit of it. He's been outstanding for this team this year, offensively, defensively. He's been terrific. And even with missing the 20 games, he's had a monster year, all things considered. Hitting .303, .358, on base, .794 OPS, scored 32 runs, has hit six homers. He's had big moments in games. So I'll ask the question, who else is going to be an all-star for the Braves? So I think Matt Olson will be an all-star. I think Ozzie Albies will be an all-star. I think that Strider and Elder will be all-stars. And maybe Austin Riley is the other all-star. But I definitely think Olson, Ozzie, Elder, Strider. I think all four of those guys are going to be all-stars when all is said and done. Obviously, Ozzie's having a monster year at second base. He's on pace for 30-plus homers, 100-plus runs driven in. He's only got the 41 runs scored, but again, that's still a pretty good total. And the surprising thing about Ozzie is that he's only got the six stolen bases this year. I thought that number would have increased given some of the rule changes and stuff, but he's only got the six stolen bases. Now, he hadn't been thrown out, but he's only got six steals. So Ozzie's going to be an all-star. Matt Olson, obviously, is having a monster year. He's on pace for the Braves franchise record in home runs, pace for 125 RBI. He's got a lot of strikeouts. He's struck out 102 times, 102 strikeouts to 50 walks. I mean, again, the 50 walks is really good. It's just amazing that he's got a 2-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio when you consider that he's got 50 walks in the first half. So, I mean, I don't know how many guys have ever been 200 strikeout, 100 walk guys. I would think that list would be pretty small. But he's on pace for 100 walks and 200 strikeouts. That's an odd combination when you look at it. So, but Murphy's certainly having an outstanding season. And I really do think that when you look at the Braves' two starters, you know, Strider's second in the National League in wins. He's 9-2 with a 3.73 ERA, and he's got the 146 strikeouts. I mean, he's now, and again, I thought Bob made a good point, that he's now a name commodity. He's now a name that is known around the league because every time he goes out on the mound, he can do something spectacular. People know him now. And he's not just, you know, the guy with the mustache and all that kind of stuff, right? People know him now. They know he's a dominant pitcher now. And he's 9-2. I mean, again, he's on pace to be 18-4. Then he chopped liver. So I think he's going to be an all-star when all is said and done. And again, Day-Day, I could have sworn that somebody talked about Strider setting the Braves franchise record for strikeouts in a season, which is the John Smoltz number of 276, I believe is the number, in 95.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Someone
okay.
did say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I think that I was filling in on the Chuck House, and I asked Mike Connie, Matt Stewart we had on for buy or sell, Steak. I think I asked multiple people. So it's on multiple shows and stuff like that. Do you have that Josh Kendall clip? Do we have that clip real quick? What he said the other day on Dukes and Bell?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Yeah. Well, I know I talked about Smoltzy setting the record. I don't know. Did anybody talk about sacks being important or give out all kinds of – I'm trying to remember now. I'm trying to rack in my brain here because I'm trying to think. And, again, you know, I'm a little brain dead, so sometimes things – I fade in and out sometimes. So, gosh, I can't – date. I can't remember for the life of me if somebody had talked –
You're right. There was sacks. Somebody. He said
yeah.
rattlesnake.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about sacks for years on the radio station and the importance of – anyway. Look, Elder leads the league in ERA, 6-1 with a 2.44 ERA. You know, again, he's got 79 strikeouts, so he's basically on pace for 160 strikeout season, almost 200 innings pitched. We'll see if some of these guys can get to, you know, close to 200. You know, we talked about Strider would have to probably get to about 170, 180 innings to set the Braves franchise record. Well, he's got 91 2/3 innings right now. And there's certainly not going to be any innings restriction on him. If anything, if they continue to just blow out the division, they may rest him a little bit, you know, slow him down. But again, he's on pace for almost 300 strikeouts. Almost 300 strikeouts. And that would be a rare feat in today's baseball world. But and by the way, for, again, Charlie Morton, who's had a pretty decent season, I mean, he's had his ups and downs. He's still got 7 wins, and he's still on pace for 200 strikeouts again. Even at what? How old is Morton? 70? He's on pace for 200 strikeouts. So I do think at the end of the day that Ozzie, Olsen, Strider, and Elder are all going to be all-stars. And the wild card will be if Austin Riley is, because Arenado's the starting third baseman, right? I mean, that's pretty well set in stone. But Riley would probably be second on that, I would think. I haven't seen enough of third basemen in the National League to tell you, other than Riley and Arenado, what they've done. But, you know, Riley's still on pace for over 100 runs, 28 homers, 80 RBI. You know, so again, he's not having a bad season. I mean, people, you know, again, he hasn't really taken over yet for this team, right? Like, we know he can take over for this team and have a 10-14 game stretch where he just carries this team on his back, where he just goes on one of those summertime tears. Remember, what was it, July a couple of years ago when he had that monster July, right? When I think he set the extra base hit record for the Braves in a month and all this, that, and the other. I think it was 2 years ago when he had that massive July. So, I mean, again, weather warms up. He's certainly capable. This may be coming into his, you know, peak prime months, you know, for production. But certainly, you know, again, look, he's got a good bit of strikeouts. He's on pace for 160 strikeouts. But still, 28 homers, 80-plus RBI, 100 runs. Now he's still on pace for really good numbers. And obviously, Ronnie's just ridiculous how good he's been. He's got 36 stolen bases so far this year. I would love to see Ronnie end up at least in the 60s. I mean, again, we don't see those kinds of numbers from stolen base leaders. You know, I mean, we just don't see stolen base leaders have those kinds of numbers in modern day baseball. You know, it just doesn't happen in today's game, right? So much has been about the, you know, about the what do you call it? The, you know, home run and strikeout and all this kind of stuff.
The analytics.
Here's the numbers for the last handful of years, Day-Day. John Birdie led the NL in stolen bases last year with 41. Trey Turner the year before with 32. Trevor Story the year before with 15. That's the pandemic year. Ronnie had 37 to lead in 2019. Trey Turner in 2018 had 43. Then you get into D. Gordon, who had 60. Jonathan Villar had 60. D. Gordon had 58. The last player to have at least 70 stolen bases was Jose Reyes in 2007. He led the league with 78. The last American League player to have at least 70 was Jacoby Ellsbury, who with the Red Sox, and he had that monster year in 2009.
Yeah.
Had that monster year where I think he hit like, didn't he have 30-something homers that year? Let me see what his numbers were. It was 2 years later. He had that season in 2011 where he had 32 homers, 105 RBI, hit .321, scored 119 runs. But when he stole 70 bases to lead the American League in 2009, hit .301 with a .355 on base, 10 triples to lead the league and 94 runs scored. But, you know, again, it's been a while since we've seen guys that, you know, have gotten into the 60s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's been what? 2009 when Ellsbury had 70. Juan Pierre had 68 in 2010. So it's been 13 years in the American League since somebody has stole 60. And it's been since 2017. But again, D. Gordon is one of those guys that he's a slap it all around kind of hitter, and he runs like the wind, right? I mean, he's that traditional, prototypical stolen base guy. I mean, he's got 336 stolen bases for his career. He's that prototypical leadoff guy, high batting average, lots of steals and things like that. But it's good to see, I mean, that the stolen base has become, you know, in vogue again, that it's been something that has been used by all teams, really. But, again, what a monster year for Ronald Acuna. But I look at, again, I think that besides the three starters that they have, Murphy, or Arcia, and Ronnie, I think they're going to end up with four more All-Stars. Ozzie, Olsen, Strider, Elder. I think all four of those guys are going to get the nod in everything. And, you know, again, I thought Bob Nightingale made a good point. We'll play that interview coming up at 9:40 for you. But I thought he made a good point because now Strider has that name recognition, right? Like, Strider's a name that's known across the league, right? He's got maybe the best stuff in Major League Baseball. Filthy. He's the strikeout king, right? I mean, he's doing things that, you know, have never been done or whatever. I mean, just striking batters out. So, again, I think he's got an inside track to that. And look, he's successful. He's got 9 wins. He's got the second most wins in the NL. Believe it or not, a guy that hasn't been talked about probably, you know, enough across baseball circles. But, you know, Clayton Kershaw has had kind of a rejuvenation. You talk about rejuvenated. You know, Clayton Kershaw's had that kind of year. Clayton Kershaw's 10-4 with a .255 ERA, and he's got 105 strikeouts. And he's pitched 95 innings this year. So he's been kind of on a rejuvenation streak. Leads the National League in wins right now. And think about the fact that he only had 22 wins the last 2 years combined. He's got 10 wins already in the first half of the season. 22-11 the last 2 years combined. And he's got 10 already. And the last 2 years, he's pitched 248 innings total. 248 innings total the last 2 years. He's got 95 and a third already this year. He's made 16 starts this year. He made 22 starts in each of the last 2 years. So, again, he's been healthy. 144 strikeouts 2 years ago, 137 strikeouts last year. He's already got 105 this year. Think he's going to blow past that number? It's been since 2017 that he's had 200 strikeouts in a season. He's also had a 300 strikeout year. Is that good? He might have been the last guy to have 300 strikeouts. I think him and Chris Sale are the last two guys to have 300 strikeouts in a season. Strider could have those kinds of numbers. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. Did you see that they put the sub pieces on the, they brought them up from the deep?
I saw that they believe they found human remains. I did see that, yeah.
Well, they brought the sub up, the pieces of the sub. Okay. Yeah. Guess what? We're going to talk about what's also going on. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, and After the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. 922 live from the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. So Day-Day, as they pulled up the wreckage today from the Ocean Gate expedition, the submersible that was down at the trying to go to the Titanic to see it. Ocean Gate Expeditions is still advertising trips for Titanic. Titanic. What do you want to call it? Expeditions. The Undersea Exploration Company lists two missions to the Titanic in 2024 from June 12th to 20th and from June 21st through the 29th at a cost of $250,000 per person. Price includes one submersible dive, private accommodations, all required training, expedition gear, and all the meals while on board. Oh, and you can blow up.
Too soon.
Oh. Arrive in the seaside city of St. John's to meet your expedition crew and board the vessel that would take you to the wreck of the RMS Titanic. So they still have their advertisements on their website that they're still advertising taking trips to see the Titanic.
Maybe that's just they just haven't gotten around to taking that down.
How long does that take? Again, how long does it take to do that, Day-Day?
Doesn't take long.
Okay.
It doesn't take long.
And after everybody's dead from your submersible, I would think that the insurance company would say, yeah, we better pull that off of the website. Yeah, we better not advertise future trips to go down to see the Titanic. Seems like that's one of those, I don't know, loopholes that needs to be closed.
Yeah.
That seems like one of those things that, hey, this, in the book of bad ideas, this is probably right up there at the top. Again, if you're a company that has gone through this, you dot every I and cross every T and make sure that there's nothing sitting out there for the media or lawyers or anybody else to grab a hold of. You don't think some lawyer isn't sitting back and saying, oh, well, they're still advertising, and they're taking screenshots and everything else saying, they're still advertising trips.
Mm-hmm.
They're still advertising going down to the Titanic. No, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, a German archaeologist has discovered a 3,000-year-old sword that is so well preserved, he said it almost still shines. A bronze sword made more than 3,000 years ago that is so well preserved it almost shines has been unearthed in Germany. Bavaria's State Office for the Preservation of Historical Monuments says the sword, which is believed to date back to the end of the 14th century BC, to the middle of the Bronze Age, was found during excavations last week in Nordlingen, between Nuremberg and Stuttgart in southern Germany. It has a bronze octagonal hilt and comes from a grave in which three people, a woman, a man, and a boy, were buried in quick succession with bronze objects, the Bavarian office said. In a statement this week, it is not clear as to if the three were related or what have you. But this thing is amazing, Day-Day. Like, I'm seeing the pictures of it now, and they're kind of doing some, like, this thing is amazing. I mean, think about all of the stuff that is probably buried in the earth.
Yeah.
Like, relics and artifacts and stuff. It's crazy to think about.
I just looked it up, too. Yeah, that thing is...
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is.
I mean, think about that. 14th century. In the 14th century. Whew. I mean, it's crazy to think about. The swords and the burials still need to be examined so that our archaeologists can categorize this find more precisely. But we can already say that the state of preservation is extraordinary. A find like this is very rare. I agree.
Yeah.
It's unusual to find swords from that period, but they have emerged from burial mounds that were opened in the 19th century or as individual finds, the office said.
And I guess that's the remains there of the individual it was buried with?
I don't know if that's actual bone or anything like that.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay.
But I can't really tell. It's hard to tell because it's not the full picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a lot thinner now, so. They've obviously dieted very well. So, anyway. All right. We talked about Claude Humphrey's birthday earlier.
Yes.
Okay? So, with that, tonight's top 10 list, your top 10 favorite pass rushers of all time. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. Now, for me, this list is not based on just numbers. This is just about
these are
watching
my favorites,
these guys.
Yes, these are my favorite guys.
All right. So I'll start from the bottom. I took a page out of your book, my honorable mention.
The book of bad ideas? Oh.
Nick Bosa.
Can I tell you he's on my list, too?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Michael Parsons. All right. Terrell Suggs.
Well, wait a second. Does he sack the quarterback?
Yes, he does.
Oh, what was he? Wait a second. Wasn't he drafted in the fifth round?
No, he was not drafted in the fifth
round. I root for the Falcons.
Right.
When was he drafted? Because, again, could the Falcons have had him?
He was drafted in the first round.
Okay.
And, yes, he was sitting there. That was the year that the Falcons were, they had the fourth pick, right?
Say they drafted Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, and they took Kyle Pitts, yeah.
But they could have had Michael Parsons.
Parsons was sitting there, yes.
He went in that same draft.
Same round, same draft, yeah.
Has he made an impact?
He pretty much has, yeah.
He was Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Terrell Suggs. Howie Long.
Yeah, great. What a great. Again, I remember Terrell Suggs in college as well at Syracuse.
Yeah.
I mean, Arizona State, I should say. He was a beast. He was an absolute beast at Arizona State.
Yep. Howie Long, Warren Sapp.
Can I raise my hand?
Uh-huh. You don't like
Howie Long doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
You don't think so?
Howie Long's in the Hall of Fame because he's a popular broadcaster. He was a really good player out of Villanova. Good player. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Really?
I don't think as a player he's a Hall of Fame player.
I liked watching him play.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Really good player. I just don't think he's a Hall of Famer myself.
Okay.
I think he played for the right franchise.
Yeah.
And all of his TV stuff has done nothing but help him.
Yeah.
He comes across as a likable guy, and he's in the media now.
Likable, knowledgeable.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that he's benefited from that.
Yeah. Julius Peppers. Derek Thomas.
Former basketball player at North Carolina.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Derek Thomas.
Yeah, listen, I've got Derek Thomas on my list. I mean,
he was just a man.
I don't even know, college or pro, I don't know that there's ever, I mean, again, Lawrence Taylor is about the only guy that really I would put above him. But when it comes to pass rushing at both college and pro, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody better. I don't know in my lifetime that there's a guy that stands out and says, oh, yeah, that guy was clearly better. I don't know if there's anybody better.
Michael Strahan.
Oh,
The great Bruce Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Reggie White. And to who you just touched on, Lawrence Taylor.
All right, my list has DeMarcus Ware on it.
I almost put DeMarcus on mine. I almost put him on mine.
Nick Bosa is on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Thomas on my list. He's one of my favorite players in college or pro. To have watched. Alan Page, because he's from my hometown.
Okay.
So I put Alan Page on there. And again, if you look at the numbers, and they're kind of estimated numbers, but he's in like the top 15, 20 pass rushers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
John Abraham, loved Abe when he was here with us. Loved Abe. Reggie White's on my list as well, the minister of defense. Von Miller is on my list.
Yeah, it's hard not. Yeah.
I mean, he's just such a great player, such a great football player. This one out of left field a little bit, but Mark Gastineau, from the New York Sack Exchange with the Jets, Klecko, Gastineau, and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he was a goof. He was a goof and a half. He also dated, I think before she married Stallone, I think she was with him and Brigitte Nielsen were together.
Oh, really?
And I can't remember if it was before Stallone or after Stallone. Because they met on the set of Cobra. And that was before Rocky IV that they did together.
Right.
So they met on the set of Cobra, though. And I don't remember if she was with Gastineau before that or after that. Maybe after that she was with Gastineau.
What was she the... She was the villain in what? Was it Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, the tall blonde girl.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So Mark Gastineau. And then my guy... Love Chuck Smith, man. That's
you know
my guy.
What? I know. You know what? I was like, gosh, I don't have Chuck. I didn't have Abraham. I felt bad. But these are just, I mean, it's hard. You give these lists, and sometimes it's hard to narrow
down
to just 10.
Yeah, of course it is. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. But I love Chuck, man. I look, Chuck's great people. I've worked with Chuck. I've had real chance to work with Chuck. Know Chuck. Great person. Great person. Great player. Great what he's doing now with... teaching youngsters how to be pass rushers.
He loves that. He loves that too.
What was the thing that I heard the other day about pass rushing or something like that? What was it? What was it? What was this? I heard something recently.
The more you look at the advanced analytics, more you see how valuable sacks are.
Really? I'm sorry. What did he say?
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Okay. All right. I don't doubt him. I don't doubt him at all. So, all right. When we get back, Bob Nightingale joined us earlier on in the show. We'll get his thoughts about the Braves and go around Major League Baseball as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we got some announcements that, you know, who the starters are going to be for the National and American League All-Star participants. We knew Ronald Acuña Jr. was the leading vote-getter, so we knew he would be part of all the festivities. But Orlando Arcia and Sean Murphy going to be starters as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale. He, of course, national MLB writer for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Chuck.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that anybody had Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game on their bingo card this year when the season got underway.
Yeah, you're right. I think of all the the starters they named today, he's got to be the biggest surprise. I mean, who thought that was going to come? It's amazing. Lou's Dansby Swanson, he steps in and makes the All-Star team and runs away with the voting. Wasn't even close.
You know, Bob, I do think that there is something to when a guy gets a chance to play every day and you know, again, it's been 2019 since he's been any regular starter. I think when guys like that get their opportunity, they really take advantage of it and make the most of it. And I think that there is that, hey, I'll prove that I can be a part of this club, and you don't have to pay Dansby Swanson $170 million or whatever the number was at the end of the day. I do think that guys like that want to show that, you know, maybe it's a chip on their shoulder, but I think that they want to show that, hey, they belong up here and they belong to be in that lineup every day.
No, I couldn't agree more. You know, show that he belongs. You know, they try to, get the job to, you know, Grissom, and that was the guy they wanted. And, you know, kudos to our front office, too, and believe in Arcia. You know, that play had their mind, okay, let's see if the kid can cut it. You know, Grissom did. And he steps up, and, you know, I'm sure they knew that he could handle a job, but I'm sure they're as surprised as anybody just to see what he's done to this level.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, as far as Murphy goes, I mean, I really am – I'm definitely impressed, and I'm glad that he is finally getting a chance to show. Look, we knew he was obviously one of the best defensive catchers in Major League Baseball, but now getting him out of that godforsaken Oakland Alameda Coliseum, where he's got a chance to actually show his offensive prowess and, you know, obviously benefit from being part of one of maybe the deepest lineup in Major League Baseball, it's all coming together for Sean Murphy. That, at the end of the day, I mean, that it really is starting to look like even more of a coup that they were able to bring him in. And, you know, again, didn't necessarily break the bank, you know, in paying him. But certainly his production has been outstanding for this club this year.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's teams, Cleveland Guardians, for instance, Tampa Bay Rays, that were heartbroken when they didn't get him the trade. They thought they offered better packages than Atlanta did. And now it just hurts worse, you know, seeing what he's doing, the contract he signed and everything else. So, yeah, heartbreaking for those franchises. And, yeah, what a trade. You know, he's a difference maker. You know, he, you know, has shown he's one of the top, you know, 2-3 catchers in all of baseball, you know, if not number one, but certainly in the conversations as one of the best. You know, it's hard to find a guy who can be a great offensive catcher and a defensive catcher, and he's doing that. And you want a catcher that has everybody's trust. So, I mean, look at the difference between what Atlanta has with Sean Murphy and a team like the Cardinals with Contreras. I mean, you know, they trusted a guy like Yadier Molina so much, and now it's such a big drop-off. It's tough for those pitchers to handle.
I want to ask you about a couple of the Braves pitchers in Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys are all-star worthy pitchers? Do you think that one or both of those guys could potentially be all-star starters for this club?
I think Strider, for sure. You know, he's got the name now. People saw what we did last year. You know, saw what we did this year, too, before he got, you know, hurt. And, you know, Elder doesn't have the name yet. You know, a lot of times now it comes down to player vote. So, he, did, you know, I mean, it's possible he could still make it. But he's more of a long shot just because he doesn't have that name recognition as a Strider has.
Do you think that if we think that Ronald Acuna Jr. is the MVP of the league, where does a Murphy or a Matt Olson fit into that discussion? I know Freddie Freeman's obviously, he's had a monster year as well, but where do you think Olson and Murphy kind of fit into that pecking order? If Ronnie's one and maybe Freeman's two, where do those two guys for the Braves fit into the pecking order from there?
I would say Murphy could be top five, six. You know, Olson's got the power, you know, a lot of strikeouts, you know, and, you know, like you said, with Freeman doing what he's doing. So he may be more toward the in the ballot. You know, right now, if you go, you know, one, two, three, if Freeman's two, probably Corbin Carroll, the rookie from Arizona, would be number three, if not number two. But Acuna's got a huge, huge advantage here. But, yeah, I would say Murphy, top five or so, and Olson, you know, maybe ninth or tenth.
You know, I want to talk to you about Steve Cohen because he obviously had the press conference, I believe it was yesterday, that he spoke to everybody. And I got to be honest with you, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that it was a very honest look at that. He didn't sugarcoat anything, but he also didn't just abandon ship. And he talked about, look, it would be easy to just go in and fire everybody and clean house. And we know he's got all the money. You know, he's got more money than the federal government. So, again, he can do whatever he wants. But it would have been easy to just go in because they're so far behind and start moving everything. But I give him a lot of credit. Like, I was really impressed by the way he kind of handled things. And, you know, I thought that he handled himself in a good way where he's a fan, he's upset, but he's also not jumping to, you know, any kind of rash decisions with this club.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you there, Chuck. He was very rational. Never, raise his voice. Never, sound upset. Of course, it's frustrating, just like it is for the San Diego Padres with Peter Seidler. I'm sure he's embarrassed by what's going on. And, the one theme he kept saying is it's on the players. It's on the players. He's absolutely right. Buck Showalter's not at the plate. Billy Epler's not on the mound. That sort of thing. So, he did remind everybody that he does want to hire a president of baseball operations. We all know that, should be David Stearns. He's sitting in the driver's seat to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. But otherwise, it's like, hey, we're all in this together. I thought it was very interesting. He says, if they're not in the race, they could consider Shaw, which, nobody would ever believe. He certainly made it clear that, hey, we're not adding. I'm not throwing bad money after bad money.
What do you make of the Marlins, Bob? They're obviously in second place right now. And, look, I personally don't think anybody's overtaken the Atlanta Braves in that division. Yes, the Marlins have had, they've kept it kind of close compared to the Phillies and the Mets. But, again, the Marlins will hook up with the Braves this weekend. And I think when it's all said and done, they're going to expand that lead over the Marlins. But what do you make of them this year? They've been one of the better stories, in baseball. And obviously, Jorge Soler is a guy that we know here in Atlanta was a big part of that team that won the World Series. But what do you make of the Marlins this year?
Yeah, really they're one of the most surprising teams in all of baseball. You throw out what Arizona's doing, what Tampa, just the level they're playing. Credit to Skip Schumacher. He's really trying to be a great manager, good coaching staff and everything else. So, they're doing this without Contra being the guy he was before. Jazz Chisholm's been out most of the season. So, it'd be a great story for Marlins if they can hang around and get a wild card spot. But, I'm with you. There's no way they're going to catch Atlanta. No chance.
What does it say about, Tampa Bay has been the best team in the American League. The Marlins have had a really good start. They're not teams that have $300 million payrolls and stuff. And then when you start to look at, the Oakland A's and some of these organizations and, even the Kansas City Royals and stuff like that, it feels like that some of these mid-market teams – take some things seriously, and some mid-market teams don't. There seems to even be, more than just the haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball, even amongst some of the, smaller market teams or the non-high payroll teams, there definitely seems to be a philosophy difference between some of these mid-market teams and some of the ones that are at the very bottom.
No, definitely. You think about this, St. Louis Cardinals for decades have been kind of the model franchise for mid-market teams. Always had a payroll, mid-pack, and that's it. Atlanta now has, I think, become the number one team as far as a role model. Same thing, winning all these division titles with a mid-sized payroll and producing in-house talent. Tampa Bay Rays are the model franchise, for the small market teams. So, I think what Atlanta is doing, sustaining this kind of success and not having a payroll like the Dodgers or Yankees is a real credit to the front office.
Is there much doubt that Ohtani's the MVP of the American League here in the first half of the season? His wins above replacement, and as good as Wander Franco is, his wins above replacement is almost double Wander Franco. And obviously, for all of his pitching prowess, he's fourth in the league in batting average. Is there much doubt that he's the MVP of the league so far this year?
Yeah, he's got such a huge advantage, just like he could in the National League. The one thing different this year about Ohtani is at least this time the Angels are in the race. Angels have a winning record. They're fighting for a wild card berth, really fighting for the division too, for that matter. But the fact that he's got them in contention, I think, boosts his chances. For a few times there when he's won the MVP, I said, it'd be, a last place team with or without him. I wasn't crazy about him winning MVP. But now, the fact that they're in contention and doing what they're doing, and there's really, except for like you said, Franco or Diaz or something like that, you know, nobody's really close to him as far as putting up numbers.
You know, it's crazy too, Bob, when you look at, you know, the Angels are finally above 500 and playing well, and Texas is like all world. Like Texas is 49-31. I mean, I don't know if it's bad luck for the Angels franchise, but just it seems like when they finally start to get good and they finally start to win, here comes the Texas Rangers, and they're just dominating the American League right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Angels have thrown, you know, a lot of money around in years and haven't got much out of it. You know, whether it was, Pujols struggling, you know, Anthony Rendon has been a big-time bust. You know, Josh Hamilton, on and on, where you look at a team like Texas, you know, throwing all that $700 million out there, $500 million worth in Seager and Semien, and it's paying off. It didn't look like it a year ago, and those guys have been great. So there's a franchise that's throwing money around, and it is paying off for them.
Last question for you, Bob. You and I specifically talked. I know you're in Phoenix, and you and I specifically talked about, you know, can Arizona, you know, eventually maybe the pitching will catch up and things like that. Is it starting to come around? I mean, are you starting to kind of look at this team and say, look, Zach Gallen's, you know, certainly one of the best starters in the National League. Maybe the Diamondbacks can hang through the whole season. Maybe they can find a way to win this division.
I'm going to stick with what I said before. I still think they're in a great position to grab a wild card berth. I just don't know about that pitching. You know, you got Zach Gallen, you got Merrill Kelly, Zach Davies. You know, he's been okay. He had a good start yesterday. But I just think they're a starter short and a closer short. You know, they went out and, you know, if San Diego decides to sell, they went out and got a Josh Hader. You know, it might be a different, you know, different story, help them out. But I just think at some point the pitching catches up. It's like Cincinnati Reds, great, great story right now. But, you know, how sustainable is it with the pitching they have?
Bob Nightingale is a USA Today Major League Baseball columnist. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we got some announcements that, you know, who the starters are going to be for the National and American League All-Star participants. We knew Ronald Acuña Jr. was the leading vote-getter, so we knew he would be part of all the festivities. But Orlando Arcia and Sean Murphy going to be starters as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bob Nightingale. He, of course, national MLB writer for USA Today. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure, Chuck.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't know that anybody had Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game on their bingo card this year when the season got underway.
Yeah, you're right. I think of all the the starters they named today, he's got to be the biggest surprise. I mean, who thought that was going to come? It's amazing. You know, lose Dansby Swanson, he steps in and makes the All-Star team and runs away with the voting. Wasn't even close.
You know, Bob, I do think that there is something to when a guy gets a chance to play every day and you know, again, it's been 2019 since he's been any regular starter. I think when guys like that get their opportunity, they really take advantage of it and make the most of it. And I think that there is that, hey, I'll prove that I can be a part of this club, and you don't have to pay Dansby Swanson $170 million or whatever the number was at the end of the day. I do think that guys like that want to show that, you know, maybe it's a chip on their shoulder, but I think that they want to show that, hey, they belong up here and they belong to be in that lineup every day.
No, I couldn't agree more. Show that he belongs. You know, they try to, give the job to, Grissom, and that was the guy they wanted. And, kudos to the front office, too, and believe in Arcia. They probably had their mind, okay, let's see if the kid can cut it. Grissom did. And he steps up, and, I'm sure they knew that he could handle a job, but I'm sure they're as surprised as anybody just to see what he's done to this level.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, as far as Murphy goes, I mean, I really am – I'm definitely impressed, and I'm glad that he is finally getting a chance to show. Look, we knew he was obviously one of the best defensive catchers in Major League Baseball, but now getting him out of that godforsaken Oakland Alameda Coliseum, where he's got a chance to actually show his offensive prowess and, you know, obviously benefit from being part of one of maybe the deepest lineup in Major League Baseball, it's all coming together for Sean Murphy. That, at the end of the day, I mean, that it really is starting to look like even more of a coup that they were able to bring him in. And, you know, again, didn't necessarily break the bank, you know, in paying him. But certainly his production has been outstanding for this club this year.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's teams, Cleveland Guardians, for instance, Tampa Bay Rays, that were heartbroken when they didn't get him the trade. They thought they offered better packages than Atlanta did. And now it just hurts worse, seeing what he's doing, the contract he signed and everything else. So, yeah, heartbreaking for those franchises. And, what a trade. He's a difference maker. He has shown he's one of the top, two, three catchers in all of baseball, if not number one, but certainly in the conversations as one of the best. It's hard to find a guy who can be a great offensive catcher and a defensive catcher, and he's doing that. And you want a catcher that has everybody's trust. So I mean, look at the difference between what Atlanta has with Sean Murphy and a team like the Cardinals with Contreras. I mean, they trusted a guy like Yadier Molina so much, and now it's such a big drop-off. It's tough for those pitchers to handle.
I want to ask you about a couple of the Braves pitchers in Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Do you think that those guys are all-star worthy pitchers? Do you think that one or both of those guys could potentially be all-star starters for this club?
I think Strider, for sure. He's got the name now. People saw what we did last year. Saw what we did this year, too, before he got, hurt. And, Elder doesn't have the name yet. A lot of times now it comes down to player vote. So, it's possible he could still make it. but he's more of a long shot just because he hasn't had that name recognition as a Strider has.
Do you think that if we think that Ronald Acuña Jr. is the MVP of the league, where does a Murphy or a Matt Olson fit into that discussion? I know Freddie Freeman's obviously, he's had a monster year as well, but where do you think Olson and Murphy kind of fit into that pecking order? If Ronnie's one and maybe Freeman's two, where do those two guys for the Braves fit into the pecking order from there?
I would say Murphy could be top five, six. You know, Olson's got the power, you know, a lot of strikeouts, you know, and, you know, like you said, with Freeman doing what he's doing. So he may be more toward the in the ballot. You know, right now, if you go, you know, one, two, three, if Freeman's two, probably Corbin Carroll, the rookie from Arizona, would be number three, if not number two. But Acuña's got a huge, huge advantage here. But, yeah, I would say Murphy, top five or so, and Olson, you know, maybe ninth or tenth.
You know, I want to talk to you about Steve Cohen because he obviously had the press conference, I believe it was yesterday, that he spoke to everybody. And I got to be honest with you, I was actually kind of surprised. I thought that it was a very honest look at that. He didn't sugarcoat anything, but he also didn't just abandon ship. And he talked about, look, it would be easy to just go in and fire everybody and clean house. And we know he's got all the money. You know, he's got more money than the federal government. So, again, he can do whatever he wants. But it would have been easy to just go in because they're so far behind and start moving everything. But I give him a lot of credit. Like, I was really impressed by the way he kind of handled things. And, you know, I thought that he handled himself in a good way where he's a fan, he's upset, but he's also not jumping to, you know, any kind of rash decisions with this club.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Chuck. You know, he was very rational, never, you know, raised his voice, never, you know, sounded upset. Of course, it's frustrating, just like it is for the San Diego Padres with Peter Seidler. I'm sure he's embarrassed by what's going on. And, you know, the one theme he kept saying is it's on the players. It's on the players. He's absolutely right. You know, Buck Showalter's not at the plate. You know, Billy Epler's not on the mound. You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, he did remind everybody that he does want to hire a president of baseball operations. We all know that, you know, should be David Stearns. He's sitting in the driver's seat to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. But otherwise, it's like, you know, hey, we're all in this together. I thought it was very interesting. He says, you know, if they're not in the race, you know, they could consider selling, which, you know, nobody would ever believe. He certainly made it clear that, hey, we're not adding. I'm not throwing bad money after bad money.
What do you make of the Marlins, Bob? Like, I mean, they're obviously in second place right now. And, look, I personally don't think anybody's overtaken the Atlanta Braves in that division. I mean, yes, the Marlins have had, you know, they've kept it kind of close compared to the Phillies and the Mets. But, again, the Marlins will hook up with the Braves this weekend. And I think when it's all said and done, they're going to expand that lead over the Marlins. But what do you make of them this year? I mean, they've been one of the better stories, you know, in baseball. And obviously, Jorge Soler is a guy that we know here in Atlanta was a big part of that team that you know, won the World Series. But what do you make of the Marlins this year?
Yeah, I mean, really, they're one of the most surprising teams in all of baseball. I mean, you throw out, you know, what Arizona's doing, you know, what Tampa, just the level they're playing. But yeah, I mean, credit to Skip Schumacher. He's really trying to be a great manager, good coaching staff and everything else. So, you know, they're doing this without Alcantara being the guy he was before. Jazz Chisholm's been out most of the season. So it'd be a great story for Marlins if they can hang around and get a wild card spot. But, yeah, I'm with you. There's no way they're going to catch Atlanta. No chance.
What does it say about, you know, again, Tampa Bay has been the best team in the American League. The Marlins have had a really good start. I mean, you know, again, they're not teams that have $300 million payrolls and stuff. You know, and then when you start to look at, you know, the Oakland A's and some of these organizations and, you know, even the Kansas City Royals and stuff like that, like, again, it feels like that some of these mid-market teams take some things seriously, and some mid-market teams don't. I mean, there seems to even be, you know, more than just the haves and have-nots in Major League Baseball, even amongst some of the, like, smaller market teams or the non-high payroll teams, there definitely seems to be a philosophy difference between some of these mid-market teams and some of the ones that are at the very bottom.
No, definitely. I mean, you think about this, you know, St. Louis Cardinals for decades have been kind of the model franchise for mid-market teams. Always had a, you know, a payroll, you know, mid-pack, and that's it. Atlanta now has, I think, become the number one team as far as a role model. Same thing, winning all these division titles with a mid-sized payroll and producing in-house talent. You know, Tampa Bay Rays are the model franchise, you know, for the small market teams. So, I think what Atlanta is doing, you know, sustaining this kind of success and not having a payroll like the Dodgers or Yankees is a real credit to the front office.
Is there much doubt that Ohtani's the MVP of the American League here in the first half of the season? I mean, his wins above replacement, and as good as Wander Franco is, his wins above replacement is almost double Wander Franco. And obviously, look, for all of his pitching prowess, he's like fourth in the league in batting average. Is there much doubt that he's the MVP of the league so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's got such a huge advantage, just like Acuna in the National League. The one thing different this year about Ohtani is at least this time the Angels are in the race. Angels have a winning record. They're fighting for a wild card berth, you know, really fighting for the division too, for that matter. But the fact that he's got them in contention, I think, boosts his chances. You know, for a few times there when he's won the MVP, you know, I said, well, it'd be, you know, a last place team with or without him. I wasn't crazy about him winning MVP. But now, you know, the fact that they're in contention and doing what they're doing, and there's really, you know, except for, like you said, you know, Franco or you know, Diaz or something like that, you know, nobody's really close to him as far as putting up numbers.
You know, it's crazy too, Bob, when you look at, you know, the Angels are finally above 500 and playing well, and Texas is like all world. Like, Texas is 49-31. I mean, I don't know if it's bad luck for the Angels franchise, but just it seems like when they finally start to get good and they finally start to win, here comes the Texas Rangers, and they're just dominating the American League right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Angels have thrown, you know, a lot of money around in years and haven't got much out of it. You know, whether it was, you know, Pujols struggling, you know, Anthony Rendon has been a big-time bust. You know, Josh Hamilton, on and on, where you look at a team like Texas, you know, throwing all that $700 million out there, you know, $500 million worth in Seager and Semien, and it's paying off. It didn't look like it a year ago, and those guys have been great. So there's a franchise that's throwing money around, and it is paying off for them.
Last question for you, Bob. You know, you and I specifically talked. I know you're in Phoenix, and you and I specifically talked about, you know, can Arizona, you know, eventually maybe the pitching will catch up and things like that. Is it starting to come around? I mean, are you starting to kind of look at this team and say, look, Zach Gallen's, you know, certainly one of the best starters in the National League. Maybe the Diamondbacks can hang through the whole season. Maybe they can find a way to win this division.
I'm going to stick with what I said before. I still think they're in a great position to grab a wild card berth. I just don't know about that pitching. You know, you got Zach Gallen, you got Merrill Kelly, Zach Davies. You know, he's been okay. He had a good start yesterday. But I just think they're a starter short and a closer short. You know, they went out and, you know, if San Diego decides to sell, they went out and got a Josh Hader. You know, it might be a different, you know, different story, help them out. But I just think at some point the pitching catches up. It's like Cincinnati Reds, great story right now. But, you know, how sustainable is it with the pitching they have?
Bob Nightingale is a USA Today Major League Baseball columnist. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, Night to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Thank you. UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.